We've all experienced many different types of things in life, right? Whether they're good, bad, or indifferent. It's something we've all faced at one point in our busy lives. Human experiences are collective, meaning that everyone has encountered a significant experience, but all in different ways. Both individual and collective human experiences can bring out different emotions and qualities from each individual. It makes individuals behave in a variety of ways and can motivate them to do things they would have never been able to imagine. I'm sure all of us can reflect on an experience in our lives that has influenced our emotions and behaviour. Hi, my name is Kirsty, and today I'll be talking about two extremely intriguing texts that both explore key human experiences. These include one text that has won many international awards for its coming-of-age tale, Past the Shallows by Favell Parrott, and another text that I believe explores very similar intense experience, which is Titanic, produced by James Cameron, which is what has been one of the most highest grossing films of all time and has received multiple prestigious awards. The three ideas that we will be exploring today include the impact that trauma has on an individual, the power and impact of relationships, and the diverse nature of grief. Have you ever experienced grief? By this time in your life, many of you would have, and for some people, it's happened a few times. The diverse nature of grief presents many different types of human emotions, such as heartbreak and pain. It also gives rise to different qualities. In Past the Shallows, most of the characters have experienced grief in one way or another, whether it was Aunty Jean miscarrying her child, or Joe, Miles, and Harry and Dad losing their mother and wife. Us as readers can gain full understanding of how they are feeling and how they cope. Their experiences are often represented through the motif of the ocean. For example, when the bay was calm now, still, and it was hard to believe that the swell had ever been so big, that there had ever been a storm. In this moment, Miles and Joe have made the courageous decision to leave Bruny Island and remove themselves from their abusive father's life. The bay being still and calm is symbolic of the fact that Harry has found peace and both Joe and Miles have finally accepted their grief of their many family members. They have made peace with the fact that their father is an abusive drunk ever since their mother died. The final chapters allow us as readers to make connections with the characters in the world of the text in our world. The connection between the boys and the calm, cloudy bay is shown when it looked brand new, just born, and like a dream. The waking cliffs glowed orange and the sand lit up the silver sky, still pale violet was full and open. The metaphor of the glowing bay being just born allows us to make a connection with the presence of their mother as a motif of the light. It suggests their mother is encouraging them to rebirth themselves and move on without their father. They're setting off on their new adventure away as a new beginning from the place that gave them the most pain and heartache. This allows us to truly encapsulate the experiences the boys went through and understand how qualities such as resilience and maturity can emerge from such experience. We are also able to understand the different responses that individuals have to grief, allowing us to ignite the idea that grief is an incredibly complex experience for each individual. We've all experienced some form of trauma, right? It can be in any way, and if you haven't, you're a lucky chick. Throughout both Titanic and Past the Shallows, the characters encounter many traumatic experiences. Throughout Past the Shallows, trauma is shown through the abuse from their father and how they are able to cope with it. The abuse from their father is often symbolized through the motif of the ocean. For example, Miles saw a wave. He saw Dad push Harry. The wave approaching the boys acts as a symbolic motif for the forthcoming turbulent abuse of Dad that will overcome the boys as it literally results in Harry's death. The boys have felt the large wave of trauma literally just hit them. They've just watched their youngest brother die. The shock that they are feeling in this current point of trauma as they are not able to do anything. They don't know what to do. This very moment has traumatized them for life, as they have no comprehension of what to do now. The movie Titanic is a recollection of Rose's memory as she revisits the traumatic experience of the night April 15th, 1912, the Titanic sank. The night Titanic sank. There are many ways that this movie shows trauma, but the main one that really stands out to me is when Rose talks about losing Jack. A close-up and a melancholic non-diegetic underscore is used when she says, "A woman's heart is a deep ocean of secrets." The deep ocean is used as a metaphor for the depth of her trauma that she has kept for the past 80 years of her life. The trauma she faced the night she will never forget. She had to witness 1,500 people die, including her loved one, right in front of her eyes, and she couldn't stop it. This allows us as responders to be able to realize how every individual behaves in the response to the experience of trauma in a variety of ways and will show a range of emotion. Therefore, this is how The Past the Shallows and Titanic show different ways that human experience can impact behavior and emotion on human qualities. Relationships are a powerful thing in everyone's life. Everyone has multiple relationships in their life, whether it just be an acquaintance or a husband. Everyone will experience many throughout the time on this earth. Both these texts, Past the Shallows and Titanic, showcase many types of relationships, whether it be abusive, cold, loving, and even sacrificial. These texts explore so many, it's hard to keep track, guys. In Past the Shallows, the main powerful relationship that has been brought to the surface is the relationship between Harry and George. This relationship explores one that neither character has had before, which is a nurturing bond. Harry, as shown, has dealt with so much heartache and pain throughout his life. He's never really felt as if he's had a safety net. George comes along and reiterates that. Towards the end of Past the Shallows, and the boys and George present a memorial for Harry. Although George and Harry did not know one another for long, this part of the novel proves to be symbolic of their friendship. This is due to them being through so much together in such a short period of time. The emotion that George had been through after losing Harry was insane. He didn't know how he could care for someone so much in the short period of time that they were together. Before they even knew one another, Harry thought George was just some freak of their town, but their behaviours presented by George to be able to keep Harry safe from his psycho father showed much more than that, than what he let off. All he wanted was to keep Harry safe, and he tried so hard. Unfortunately, Harry lost out in the end. Throughout the Titanic, the most powerful impact relationship was between Jack and Rose. Some deem their relationship as the most powerful on set ever. The love that was projected onto us is absolutely incredible. It makes me cry every bloody time. One of the main times where the power of their relationship was shown through the movie was when Rose was on one of the boats due to Cal making her, and she jumped off. She went back onto the Titanic because she didn't want to leave Jack. She was the love of his life after only knowing him for a few days. As they say multiple times in the film, if you jump, I jump. This was proving the impeccable chemistry that they both had with one another. The extreme close-up of when Rose is being lowered has shown the pain in Jack's eyes after knowing that he's going to die on the ship and he's losing the love of his life also. It allows us as responders to really be able to grasp the excruciating pain they went through just wanting to be accepted as lovers due to their socioeconomic status. But the way the situation was thrown at them, it was nothing short of incredible. The relationship revealed so much about their qualities and emotions, they would rather die than live without one another. In conclusion, basically, human experiences kind of suck. Both these texts explore such confronting and realistic circumstances that some of us can't even begin to fathom. We as students and teachers should be so grateful for what we have and how we have been brought up due to having the loving and caring families and the people that support us. But in saying that, we will all experience our lives differently and in the humane way we should. No one deserves to have an abusive relationship or multiple counts of trauma in their day-to-day lives. It's unfair as anything. But in the end, I thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this and how I explore trauma, grief, and the power and impact of relationships. Thanks!